Wouldn't you love to have a prayer for every occasion or event in your life? Exactly the right words to say in prayers for grief, healing, or forgiveness for yourself and others? The Positive Prayer Wheel from Unity fans out into 50 short affirmative prayers for just about any life event. You'll want this in your purse, by your bedside, and to give as gifts. Find the Positive Prayer Wheel at unity.org/prayerwheel.
Practical spirituality. Positive messages. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Empower yourself and get inspired to build the life of your dreams. Welcome to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome to Everyday Peace. I'm Dr. Drayvon James, and I am super excited to have you join us today while we explore the concept of living a life of peace every day. Peace defined as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality. Yes, even today. Can you even imagine having a life of peace in this moment, right now, in this environment, with everything that's going on? Peace, wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality is available for you. It's available for me. It's available for everyone. And just want to take a nice deep inhale on that and hold it for a few seconds and exhale slowly and completely and claim your position in this energy, because I'm here to tell you that yes, it is possible to have peace every day. Yes, you deserve peace every day. And yes, you can have peace every day. We work together on this show to bring you the topics and the guests to partner with you as you create your life of peace every day. And before we introduce our topic today, I want to remind you that I am super excited and grateful for you showing up as an everyday peacemaker and want to make available to you our free gift offer. So many of you have taken advantage of our free Passions course and I've gotten wonderful feedback about it. And what better time than right now, today, to start your new self, to start living in your passion. Don't put it off for another minute because you deserve it. And so the free course can be yours. It's a 7-day course for discovering your passion, your 2020 vision into you and living in that space. And you can get your 2020 passion course absolutely free by emailing me at DrayvonJames@gmail.com. Put the word free in the subject line and we'll get that right out to you. I also do want to tell you about free courses that you can take. I happen to teach a course with this university, the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning, but I'm not the only course offered. There are many fabulous courses on there. So I encourage you to go and visit the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning. Check out some of the courses that they have there. If you're going to be looking for a way to expand, right? We're all going to have some thought. We're going to reflect over the year gone by and express our gratitude. And perhaps we're going to set an intention for growth. What better way to do that than to take some free courses, to take a free passion course? So check out those items, and I hope you do. And today we're going to be talking about your emotional health. You know, your emotional health is so important. So especially during this time of the year, right? This is the holiday season. We want you to be emotionally healthy for the holidays. We want you to be emotionally healthy for life. In fact, we often hear the phrase, "'Tis the season to be jolly." That's the season that we're in. Common holiday phrase. But holidays can be stressful. There's an increased demand on our time. There's shopping, there's cleaning, there's cooking. And this year, the holidays can be even more stressful because there's the COVID pandemic. There's the COVID vaccine that's all over the news. And then there's all these other things that are associated with this pandemic causing a degree of stress. But there are practical ways to deal with stress, sadness, and depression that can sometimes accompany the season. Here to provide some tips for us today is Ms. Kulyon Vernon Bird Coulon, excuse me, holds a master's degree in African studies and a master's of social work degree from Howard University in Washington, D.C. She has more than 20 years experience counseling, teaching, and offering spiritual guidance to individuals and organizations. She serves as an advisory member of the Howard University Graduate School Committee for Field Instructors and is the founder and president of the Center for Holistic Therapies, located in Silver Spring, Maryland. She is the author of two books, Parents Fight Back and Change Your Life. Welcome to Dr. Drayvon James and Everyday Peace. Ms. Vernon, how are you today?
I'm just wonderful and so happy to be here. How is everybody out there?
Well, you know, we're excited to have you here because the holidays can be stressful even without COVID. You know, I would like to say there's all the parties and there's the visiting of family and friends, and we may not have that going on this season because of trying to be very, very careful with our social distancing. But it doesn't mean that the season is any less stressful, does it?
No, it doesn't. And I think that, you know, one of the things that's happening during this time, it's always a time of reflection. You know, I think this time of the year is different from other holidays in the sense that it's the end of the year. And so it's like now everything that we've done at the beginning of the year and throughout the year, you know, we can sit and reflect on where we are. That's one of the things that brings about the distress.
Oh, you know what? That's so true. Because when we reflect, we reflect in a way that's sabotaging, right? We look back at our past and we are saddened or by what we didn't do, right? We have this sense of I am not enough.
Exactly.
And then that's the wrong way to reflect. Or we look back and we look at all the things that we call mistakes and missed opportunities, and that makes us depressed. And so, yeah, that reflection, if we don't do it in the proper way, can be very emotionally damaging.
And, of course, one of the things about the holidays is that traditionally it's a time for us to get together with family and loved ones, even the ones that we haven't seen for a while. At least we can see them during that time. But, of course, now we have COVID. And that's not necessarily possible for us to do. Or if we do it, then we also have to remember that that is taking a chance. And we're told that we have to be exceptionally careful, even if we choose to go ahead and see our family members.
Yeah, that's, you know, that loneliness, right, is something that is pervasive, even like you said, without COVID, that sense of loneliness can be there for a lot of people, feeling that they don't have enough around them, family members, friends, and especially now with COVID, you may have those family members, but you're not able to connect. And that can be a source of this emotionally down feeling. You know, how do you suggest that people...
Yeah. What can you do about it?
Yeah.
I think that one of the things that I'd like for people to just stop and just stand, sit, breathe, take stock of where you are. And one of the reasons why we get into trouble with anxiety or depression is because we don't want to live in the moment. We are used to always projecting what could be. Or what was. You know, we don't really have the habit of staying in the moment. So one of the things that I want us to just stop and do, wherever you are right now in this moment, just stop a moment and appreciate the moment. Appreciate the now. Appreciate where you are. That may sound like a very small thing, but this is a big deal. This is a start. So wherever you are out there listening, just stop and just take a few seconds, breathe, and say, okay, here I am. I'm in this moment. So while you're in this moment, you're not really thinking about what happened the minute before, and now you're not even concerned about what's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 minutes. But if you can just be in the moment, you can claim that as a wonderful moment in time and space. Because one of the things that's happening to people is anxiety and depression. But let's just start with anxiety. What is that?
What is that?
What is anxiety?
What is anxiety?
Anxiety is when you're not in control, when you don't know what's going to happen. You know, when we don't know what's going to happen, of course, that's scary stuff. You know, it's about, you know, being safe. You know, you want to know if you're walking down the street, if there's going to be a hole that you might step into and stumble, or you just always anticipating. But that can really sabotage you. And so we need to recognize that anxiety is a big enemy of dealing with the holidays and dealing with ourselves. And now we have to be in control. Now, what I do want to say is that because of COVID, COVID has really revealed that the gap that we have in our lives of how we ourselves have not been able to manage our own lives. You know, we have relied on being around other people at work, having a specific routine. But now we have to, all of that's thrown out the window, and we have to do it ourselves. But I believe in taking lemons and making lemonade. You know, we talked about that a little earlier. You know, this is not all doom and gloom. You know, we can take this and turn it into something positive. We can, in other words, repurpose being alone as a gift and not a punishment. So you would say, okay, how do you do that? How do you repurpose being alone as a gift and not a punishment? You're going to just, first of all, you're going to tell yourself, okay, this is about me. And I just want to say this. I'm going to be talking and saying things that sound good, but it's going to be up to each individual really to make that investment and decide that they're going to commit to themselves, the things that they want to do in order to make it work. It doesn't take a lot, but it does take a commitment yourself to say, you know what, I'm worth it. I'm going to invest in myself. You know, we all have hidden talents. You know, there's so many things that we have that we have not allowed ourselves to be privy to conduct ourselves in such a way that we can start to claim these things.
Yeah.
So
what you're saying here is so very important. You know, These principles on paper are easy, but developing the practice, we're one tiny millimeter, right, centimeter, if you will, from being able to live in the space of peace if we would put the tiny things into practice, right? What you're saying, right, is very simple, but it's a matter of putting them in practice. And actually, we're talking about turning lemons into lemonade, right? So you can't just leave the lemons in the bowl there. You're going to have to pick them up. You're going to have to squeeze them. And that's what we're talking about, getting involved in your emotional health.
Getting involved in your emotional health. Giving yourself permission. It's okay. And you know what? It's so interesting to me that so many of us have not given ourselves permission to take care of ourselves, you know, to feel good when everything else around us is saying you don't have the right to feel good. You know, so stop and give yourself permission. You know, I deserve this. I don't deserve to be full of anxiety. I don't deserve to be worried. I can't. It's okay if everything is falling down around me and I choose to say, you know what? I'm not going to let that pull me down. You have to give yourself permission to do that. And I think that, you know, that's been one of the things that we've been taught, that we don't, at some level, it's okay to accept the negative things that are happening, but it's somehow a reflection in a poor way towards us, that we would claim that we have the right to be absolutely and totally happy. You know, but we do have like that right. It's our divine responsibility.
Right. Let go of that guilt and that belief that you need to suffer.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for saying it that way. Let go of that guilt that, you know, we need to suffer. And, you know, I've even heard some people say that, you know, just to do for yourself makes them feel selfish. But, you know, we create our own reality. One of the things about COVID that I think can be a gift is that it has, is stripping away our dependence on all of these outside forces, all of the people outside of ourselves who have defined us. You know, one of the goals in our lives is for us to define ourselves. You know, from birth, we are defined by other people. And that's fine, but the goal of us, this spiritual journey, if you will, is to start to define yourself, you know, define yourself and realize who you are as a God-free being. And to shed all of the things that other people have projected on you. That's when we, because other people will project their limitations on you. And that doesn't speak poorly of other people. It's just that, you know, other people, they will, other people will only take you as high as they perceive you can go. You know, you have to be the one to step up and say, you know, no, this sky's the limit for me. So you create your own reality. You can redefine yourself. And all of the ability to do that is right there inside you. Now, let's start with your mind. This is about mental health. But what is mental health? Mental health is about freeing the mind. But it's not just your mind. It's also about emotional health. Because, you know, we can have thoughts, but those thoughts get fueled from our emotions. So we have the thoughts, but the emotions are the fuel that fire up the thoughts. So they go hand in hand, mental health and emotional health, hand in hand. Now, you know, we're just coming into an age where it's okay to be emotional. You know, have you ever had the experience where, you know, if you started to cry, the next thing out of your mouth is you say, oh, I'm sorry. Have you ever noticed that?
Yes, I need to get it together. I apologize. Yes.
Right. We start apologizing for showing our feelings. You know, especially, I mean, all of us do it. And then it's a double whammy for men. They are just coming into the awareness that it's okay to show and express their feelings as well. But emotional health and mental health definitely go together. But back to COVID, like I said, you know, it's so interesting. COVID has forced us to take a look at ourselves and what's important to us. And that's scary. So I would say that's one big thing that's driving a lot of the anxiety around COVID. And there's a lot of anxiety. You know, not sure what the next thing is going to be. We're just not sure. And that can be a scary thing. Because now we have to rely on ourselves. It's almost like nature, by imposing upon us this pandemic, you know, forcing us to have to make choices and things that only we can make. Yeah. You know, even down to whether we want to wear a mask or not wear a mask. You know, that's why we should. You're making those decisions with all the ramifications, positive or negative, that go with that.
do you think a lot of the anxiety, you make a very good point. One of the things that's coming out of COVID is we're having to stand in our own space and validate ourselves, right?
Yes.
The herd or the little audience that we carry around with us is gone. They've also social distanced and quarantined themselves, perhaps. And now we're left to be our own leader and cheering squad, right? So without that, people kind of feel naked. They don't know what to do.
They don't know what
because no one's there to say, you know, yeah, that's right. No, that's wrong. So we have got to be our own validator.
We've got to be our own validator. Yes, that's exactly it. We've got to. And this is where we should be. We've just been forced to do it in a fashion that we didn't expect. But you know what? I think that oftentimes change doesn't happen unless we're forced to change. And so I think that this is, again, an opportunity to change something, to repurpose, if you would, this as a gift and not as a punishment. And yes, it's difficult. It's hard. So what I would say to everybody out there, one of the things that you have to do is don't berate yourself. Don't punish yourself for being scared, because now you're in this place. Fear is part of the journey. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. Nothing wrong with it. You know, and you know, I like something that I saw the other day. I don't know who said this, but I like this quote, and it was talking about fear, and it was saying how it's okay to be scared. And the way you can confront fear is to say whatever you're facing, you just say to yourself, okay, I'm going to try this, whatever this is you're trying. I'm going to try for 1 minute. If I'm scared of it, I'm just going to try it for 1 minute. And you do it. You try for 1 minute, and then you step back and you say, oh, okay, I tried it for that 1 minute. I survived. And then you say, okay, I'm going to try for 5 minutes. Ooh, try it for 5 minutes. Okay, I did that for 5 minutes. I'm okay. And you just keep going like that. So you don't have to be brave for, you know, the next 3 weeks or the next 6 months. Just be brave for the next minute. Just embrace it for the next minute.
So minute I love by that.
Minute, you know,
right? So we can stop scaring ourselves. I think that's why we're so resistant to change, is because we say, you know, we look at change like having to hold our breath. I can't hold my breath for three years. Well, we're not going to ask you to hold it for three, but could you hold it for 1 second, maybe? Right?
Yes.
We look too far down the road and we decide that, you know, this is not going to be sustainable. And instead, we're only required to do what we can do in this moment. No one can require anything for the next moment. It's not here yet.
Exactly. Exactly. And just like dropping a drop of water into a bucket, those moments, you know, if you drop water into that bucket, drop by drop, sooner or later, that bucket is filled up. So, you know, second by second, minute by minute, that we conquer our fears, pretty soon we've got a whole, week, a month, a year, a lifetime where we faced our fears.
And I love
kept on
how you
going.
Said there's nothing wrong with being afraid, because a
nothing
lot of
wrong
this
with being afraid.
This sadness and anxiety and depression that we're seeing with the holidays, people are afraid, and then they're adding shame on top of it. So they're afraid, and then they're ashamed because they're afraid.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I like to say to people about being ashamed or thinking less than yourself, and because, you know, it's so interesting how, you know, we're feeling bad, shame, and then on top of that, then we turn right around and then heap more punishment on ourselves. You know, when we're already feeling bad, then we then take out that that whip and start beating ourselves. So, yeah. One of the things that I say to people, and I will get into this in terms of just talking through some bullet points in terms of what people can do around this feeling anxious, and I just already said it. Anything that I'm saying, first of all, let me just stop and say, this is practical advice. I don't believe in just talking just to be talking. Anything I'm saying, I really hope that those of you who are listening will actually take this as practical information, practical advice. So, yeah, the being ashamed is another way that the unconscious mind will try to beat you up. So you've got to retrain yourself. This is just look at yourself as a little kid and say, you know what? I've got to retrain this little person. So I am going to teach myself that even though I feel a lot of shame about the way I'm scared. I look at so and so over there. They look like they've got it all together. So I'm really ashamed. So you see, so I want you to acknowledge that shame or that feeling bad or thinking less than yourself. Never try to deny anything that's going on inside you, because whatever that is going on inside you, it's looking for healing. It's not asking you to banish it. So you're going to say to yourself, even though I'm scared and I don't feel good about myself for being scared, I still love and I accept myself. I still love and I accept myself. I do. I still love me and I still accept myself.
And we're going to come back right after this commercial break and we're going to go over that. You know, still loving and accepting yourself even in whatever emotion you're standing in right now. Our special guest today is Vernon Coulon, and we're talking about being healthy, emotionally healthy for the holidays.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Create and build the life of your dreams. Welcome back to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James.
Welcome back. We have our special guest with us today, Ms. Vernon Bird Coulon, and she is a social worker who is sharing with us today about emotionally healthy for the holidays, emotionally healthy for life, because you matter and your emotional, well, health matters. I mentioned at the beginning of our time together that she was the author of two books, actually three books, but two of them are currently in print. One of them is no longer in print. But the two books that are in print, which are worth reading, and really my favorite is Change Your Life. Absolutely recommend that. And the other is The Emotional Price of ADHD, which is just full of tips and ways to deal with a very important issue in our society, which is ADHD. And so Change Your Life and The Emotional Price of ADHD. Both books can be purchased by visiting her website, which is www.centerforholistictherapies.com. That's centerforholistictherapies.com. Just before the break, we were talking about tips on how to deal with this shame that's associated with the fear that we may be feeling. Of course, we know that this is COVID season, and this is also holiday season, and the two mixed together can cause, for those of us who are prone to a bit of stress and anxiety and depression and sadness, and that's just about everybody at some point in their life, that those emotions don't escape anyone. But before the break, we were saying, Ms. Coulon was saying that, you know, don't try to deny, don't try to bury what you're feeling. to accept it, and then from there to realize that this is where you can move into healthy habits. So we're going to pick up there, knowing that there's nothing to be shameful about. There are ways. She's providing practical tips for dealing with the sadness that can surround any event in life, not just coronavirus and not just the holidays. These are tips for an emotionally healthy life. So we'll just pick up right there where we left off and giving those tips on what to do, how to deal with these emotions.
Thank you so much, Trayvon. Okay, now there are some practical things to do. And the last one that we talked about before the break was accepting who you are and where you are with your life. Because one of the habits that we do want to get in the habit of doing is to be positive to ourselves. We have to really teach ourselves how to be positive towards ourselves. And that is something that we have fought against, and we've been taught to not appreciate who we are. So that's a real big one. So being aware when you are being negative to yourself and correcting that, that's one thing. And then, of course, you know, there are some things that you can do that you can start to introduce to your daily regimen to keep you in a healthy space. And one of the things that you can take up reading more, journaling. You know, when we were growing up, often so many of us used to keep a diary. That's a really healthy thing to get your thoughts out there and to express yourself to yourself. Coloring books. Those have become very, very popular. Coloring books are for adults, not just for children anymore. Meditation. And when I say meditation, I'm talking about just, it can be something as simple as just sitting quietly and allowing your mind, not necessarily to be still, but even to just allow your mind to be free, to just let your imagination just flow. When we were children, we called that daydreaming. Well, there's something so healthy about daydreaming. You know, the mind is a remarkable thing. We can use our minds to go wherever we want to go, to create our own world. And it can be a negative world or a positive world. So just know that you can give yourself permission to create a positive world. And that world is also very real, because if you can, say, if you can believe it in your mind, you can achieve it. So put it out there. Put out the things that you want to achieve. And there's so many different kinds of, quote, meditation. So as we're talking about using your mind, it just reminds me of how there is a meditation that that I learned years, years, years ago, and I'll describe it briefly. And what it is you allow yourself to get into a quiet space, and ideally just using your breath. It's something about breathing that's so therapeutic. Using your breath to breathe in, and just with that exhale, feeling your body relax itself. And then you can imagine, think about something that you wish you could do that you are not doing right now. I remember when I did this years ago, I was thinking one of the things that I really love to do is I love to dance. I just love dancing. But it had gotten to a place where whenever I would try to dance, I would get out of breath because I had asthma, it was very bad. And so I would get out of breath. So I just gradually, I stopped trying to dance. And so what was the meditation that I did, I was taught to do? It's like, okay, what you do is don't imagine yourself not having asthma, I was told. Don't do that. Imagine yourself instead dancing. So imagine yourself doing the thing that you would like to do. So if you always wanted to, you know, be an actress or an actor or on stage, see yourself doing those things. Don't imagine what you can't do, but imagine what you can do. And that will definitely is so powerful in terms of bringing it into manifestation and allowing you to take a trip away from your limitations and expand it, expand you into a whole nother universe, a whole nother person, a whole nother way of being. So, and then I'm saying meditation, you know, we talk about meditation a lot these days, but in addition to that, prayer, what is prayer? I mean, prayer is just talking to your higher power, talking to that source that can strengthen you. You know, I have a friend who would say, when she would get stressed, you know what she would say? I think it's time for me to go home and go in my room and close the door. That was her way of saying, I'm going to go in and have this conversation with God, with this higher being, this higher part of myself. And I think that that's really underrated, because this time of limitations that COVID has pointed out to us, we need something that's going to reconnect us to being and feeling like we have unlimited powers. And the only thing that can give us this unlimited power is the source of the infinite, you know, of who we are as God-free beings. And that's why my practice is holistic. It's mind, heart, body, and spirit. You know, I mean, don't neglect that you have a spiritual self. Now, many people don't recognize that. They don't know what that is. That's okay. That's okay. Wherever you are, even when you breathe, when you stop and you breathe, you are actually breathing in the breath of life. Because without breath, you would not be alive. So breathe it in and use that as your spiritual source, as that divine source that's coming into you, giving you life. In some cultures, they call that your chi. So it's now greater awareness of these different things all around you that you have at your fingertips that you can do. Have fun with life. Get some money. You know, scrape together a dollar, $2 if you can, whatever. Go to the dollar store. Buy something totally silly. It doesn't have to be anything practical. Treat yourself to something that's totally impractical. Do something that you haven't done in a long time. Give yourself permission to be alive, to put you first. This is what we can do with this time. I do want to say, though, that what I've noticed as a clinician, I get so many calls from people every week who are saying that they can't handle life by themselves. And so they call me up. And one of the things that is happening now is that because I can't see people person to person, I'm doing a lot of what they call Zoom calls, or we'll do FaceTime, or we'll just do it on the phone. But many, many people are reaching out because they feel that they can't figure this whole thing out by themselves. So a lot of what I'm telling you, they are the same things that I would tell somebody if they were calling me, but I would actually be able to walk them through it. So if you are at a place where you think you do need help, reach out to someone else. Reach out to your spiritual community. Reach out to your doctor. Reach out to your friends. You know, I've noticed that some people have taken it upon themselves to even create different social groups. I had somebody tell me the other day that they are doing Zoom calls from work, but just to cut down on the isolation, they got it in their minds that all that they were talking about their lives and their children, and so they decided, you know what, we're going to get together our own little group just to talk about and to vent. And to talk about some common issues that we have. And so you can do that. You don't have to have an organized person organizing for you. Get together with people that you know and then make it a plan to meet, you know, on the phone, you know, on a regular basis, whether it's once a week or however often you want to do it. And if you want to, you know, there are many apps out there. you know, to help you feel calm. And I, like I said, but the other thing is too, be aware of your thoughts. Be aware. And there is a such thing as clinical depression. If you find yourself, what you believe you're sinking into a place that you don't know if you can pull up out of that space by yourself, definitely, definitely reach out to somebody, a professional. Reach out to your doctor. You know, don't be afraid to do that. You are not alone. Give yourself permission and always stop punishing yourself. I got kind of long-winded there, Siobhan.
That's absolutely okay. And I love this expression to stop punishing yourself. And that is something that we as a society, we almost deem it as a badge of honor. I'm so hard on myself. I push myself. And then we wonder why we attract people into our lives who are in turn hard on us and push us beyond our boundaries of self-care and actualization. And that is because we do that to ourselves. So be the example, be the models, what I hear you saying, of how you want others to treat you. Always treat yourself tenderly.
Yes.
And when you look at yourself, and we're talking about adult conversation, because I feel like a lot of people say, well, you know what, if I am concerned that I'll give myself excuses to be lazy. No, you won't. If you are already having that thought, then you're mature enough to handle this conversation that your strength, your emotional strength, comes from you first being kind to you. For you deciding that you don't deserve to be punished, that you deserve to be treated kindly and tenderly. You deserve to be listened to first by you. You deserve to be seen first by you, right? and loved.
And you know what? And that's true. And what gets in the way sometimes, so it's such a habit. It's like almost like a muscle memory, you know, that we revert back to getting out that whip and beating up ourselves. You know, even when we hear the words and we know better, we still resort back to that old groove in the road that we're so used to, that rut, the cars going
yes.
down the road, and we just fall right back into that same groove in the road. And so I recognize that, and this is COVID, you know, has brought us opportunity. It has brought us opportunity by forcing us really to look at ourselves.
Yeah.
And I always okay, go ahead.
No, you said you always like to.
I like to give people a little test to see, to check yourself, to check in, to see how much do you value yourself. So I'll throw that little test out right now. And it's a challenge to those who might be listening that you can do at some point during this week. And that is, I want you to think about saying no, N-O. For many people, that is the most challenging word in the language for them to use is no. They think that in order to say no, it's just people get all kinds of feelings that come up when they're told that they can actually simply say no. So I like to throw that little test out to people and, you know, see how that goes for you. You might want to pick a day or even say a morning, you know, that you're going to be interacting with people, and just anything they say to you, say no. And just check to see how difficult or how easy that is. And when I say no, oftentimes people think that I can say no. But they have an attitude with it. You know, they say, if somebody asks you to do something, they'll say, no. You don't have to have an attitude. No is not a word that's a hateful word. It's just no. And it's a wonderful word to remind us that we can take care of ourselves. Because so often we find ourselves saying yes to things that we don't want to do. Because we feel uncomfortable simply saying no.
Yeah, I love that. And when you said that, I thought of Noah as a word for self-care, right? So,
yes, Noah is the word. Definitely, it's the word, and Noah
for self-care.
And it's a complete sentence.
Oh, I was just about to say that it is a complete sentence. It does not need any explanation to follow it.
Correct.
It's
right.
A complete statement
no,
in and of itself.
No, because we don't. It doesn't say. I don't say not. No, because blah 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 blah. Because now you're going to make an excuse for why you are trying to define yourself in your own space.
Right. It no becomes the answer and the explanation in and of itself, and let it just
it should.
Rest there.
Right. So that's a good measure for us to check in to see where are we with how comfortable we are with taking care of ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's a good test.
That resonates with me, with me needing just a little bit more self-care, right? So we get becoming aware of the power of the word no, and learning to appreciate where we are in this moment. We're talking a lot about these really these are easy tips, and we all could do them, but getting the best out of where we are today, making lemonade from lemons. Here we are in this COVID season and in the middle of the holiday seasons. And the fact is, some of us will find ourselves where we are in situations that do not mimic the holidays of the past. But it is quite a good opportunity to start to understand ourselves, right?
Yes.
To be present in this moment. To watch the fear, to watch the loneliness, just to watch it.
And in watching it, that's why I say, and if you really, you're by yourself and you're watching yourself, you can still be a witness to yourself. Talk it into something, write it down. I mean, writing is so therapeutic. Just write to yourself, write for you.
Right. Yeah. Write it out. Oh, my goodness. And we have a caller who's been on the line for just a moment here. Let me just pull our caller up. Hello, you're on the air. Thank you for being part of the Everyday Peace community.
Oh, hello. Great show. I just wanted to make a comment. I thought it was really near the beginning of the show, or maybe, halfway in, when your guest talked about of staying in the moment. I thought that was so awesome, because that's what life is made up of, each singular moment. So if you're in that moment and you're not focused on the moment that happened 10 seconds ago or thinking about what's going to happen 20 seconds from now, but if you stay in that one and just continue to stay in it, I just think that we all have such better lives. Now, granted, you might be in a moment that's not, things are not going too well, but then say to yourself, well, it's just this moment. And so you battle through that moment, whatever it is, and just don't think about, okay, what's going to happen in the future. And I know it's not easy to do, but I just wanted to say, to praise your guest for that. And I know people have said that before, but just the way she explained it, in conjunction with just the topic of your show, I think that's so wonderful. And because, right now in COVID, people are constantly focusing on, man, last year at this time, it wasn't like this, and I can't wait till this thing is over. And instead of being in that moment, and maybe something good is happening in that moment, or it could be, but we're not focusing on that. So I just wanted to make that comment and say I think that was great of your guest. And another great show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome.
Staying in the moment absolutely is imperative. And I think your suggestion about journaling, we used to do that as I know that was an exercise that I had when I was in high school, and I continued it all through my life because I found it so therapeutic. But I think journaling helped. Even when I start journaling and I realize that I'm in the past, something about the process of journaling jolts me into the present moment.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, and going back to daydreaming, just push your mind, push your ability to give yourself permission to stretch. Stretch. It's okay. I once had somebody tell me years ago, I had my own business doing a graphic business, and this person was working right next to me, and he was pretty arrogant, and he said to me something like, you know what? You know, I don't know why you're trying to do this and make a lot of money, because you don't know how to be rich anyway. And I was so offended. I was so offended. I don't know how to be rich. But you know what? I thought about that years later, and I had to laugh out loud. I said, you know, he probably had a point. I had never been, quote, rich, but I don't know how to be rich. And I was watching Oprah Winfrey one day on a show, and she was talking about having a conversation with Rowling, the lady who wrote the Harry Potter series. And they were talking about how it felt to realize that they were rich. And Oprah Winfrey said, you know what? I knew I was rich when I could get up every day, take off my clothes, and just drop them in the floor and not even worry about picking them up because somebody else was going to come behind me and pick them up. So I got up the next day, and I said, I wonder what that feels like. So I just got up, took off my night clothes. I just dropped them in the floor. Oh, that felt so awesome. So I'm just saying, push the boundaries.
Right. Push the boundaries. That's right. Push. And you must first, you have to take your mind there, and then your circumstances will follow.
Yes. Yes.
Right? Take your mind there, and then your circumstances will follow. You mentioned about, you know, one of my favorite things to do when I was younger, and then still today, is to daydream. I could be, you know, people say, oh, you startle easily. Because sometimes I am just so far away in this beautiful place that I have created in my mind. And when I come back, I'm like, I feel so elated like I could take on the world. It just really didn't matter that, you know, that I have this, maybe like, you know, they say like a secret garden or something in my mind where everything is beautiful that is available to us. The mind is a wonderful tool.
It's a wonderful tool.
If we'll learn to use it, if we'll accept it. Right. Yeah. Use it and don't let it run rogue on us, because I think a lot of times in our external world, and even our thoughts are a picturing of what we expose ourselves to, what we're talking about a lot. So change that self-conversation so that you can live the life first in your inside that you want to live, and then it will spill over into your external world. We have about 2 minutes left, and we've talked about a lot of things on our show today regarding emotional health, emotionally healthy holiday season. And this has been, if we just look statistically at the facts, this has been a year that has required a lot of growth. And I think if we look at it that way, this is iron sharpens iron. We know that we have allowed ourselves to expand and to grow in some uncomfortable areas, but we've still expanded and grown just the same. We know that because we're still here. We had to adapt to do that. Taking that mindset, that belief with us into 2021 is going to be what I call a superpower. That's going to be our superpower. So if you had one word of wisdom, we just have like 2 seconds left to get us through the holiday season. One word of wisdom, what would that be?
The word of wisdom I would say is embrace yourself, love yourself. Love. And if you start loving yourself, everything else is going to fall into place. It won't be as bad as you think it is.
Love is the key to our happy life. This is Everyday Peace. I'm Dr. Drayvon James. I absolutely love you all. Thank you for being Everyday Peacemakers. We'll talk soon.
Listening to Everyday Peace with Dr. Drayvon James. You have the power right now, today, to make the decisions, to take the actions that lead you to your next level of greatness. And I would love to walk with you on your journey. Here's some ways we can connect. Schedule a coaching session. contact me at info@drdravonjames.com. Enroll in my online university course, the 2020 Clarity Course, at the Institute for Leadership and Lifelong Learning International. Enroll in the Brilliant Life 9-week online coaching session with me and Keisha Dixon at info@drdravonjames.com. Purchase my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, from Amazon. Thank you for being an everyday peacemaker. I absolutely love you.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Wouldn't you love to have a prayer for every occasion or event in your life? Exactly the right words to say in prayers for grief, healing, or forgiveness for yourself and others? The Positive Prayer Wheel from Unity fans out into 50 short affirmative prayers for just about any life event. You'll want this in your purse, by your bedside, and to give as gifts. Find the Positive Prayer Wheel at unity.org/prayerwheel.